Dr. Bruce Rosen dictating a letter, which should be addressed to Honorable Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Siebert, S-E-Y-B-E-R-T, Federal District Court, comma, E-D-N-Y, in caps, 100 Federal Plaza, Central Islip, New York, 11722-4438. Dear Judge Siebert, S-E-Y-B-E-R-T, I am a board-certified psychiatrist treating individuals for the last 45 years, period. I am an associate professor of clinical psychiatry at Stony Brook, as well as a lifetime distinguished life fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, period. I have been listed as one of the best doctors for the last 23 straight years in the state of New York, and several times listed as one of the best doctors in America, period. The point being that I'm very ethical, caring, and concerned about the patients that I treat, period. New paragraph. Michael Montanez, M-O-N-T-E-N-E-S, has been under my psychiatric care since April 10th, 2014, period. He originally came into treatment for an anxiety disorder with panic attacks since the death of his parents, period. I have known him well over these past 9 years, period. I was shocked, to say the least, at the charges against Mike and that he pled guilty to these charges, period. I find Michael to be a family man, hardworking all of these years, and getting ready for retirement, period. Since facing these charges, which could include jail time, his marriage is in jeopardy, and at times he has thought of suicide if he had to go to jail, but he remains hopeful that there will be a reasonable settlement, period. He's never committed a crime before in his life. Period. He was looking forward to selling his business and retiring in the next year or two. And now everything is upside down as he lives from day to day, fearing for his future, period. New paragraph. I have always known Michael to be a caring gentleman with a number of good friends and business colleagues, as well, period. Now, business associates and friends are shunning him. Even though they claim they still believe in him, as I do, period. I strongly believe Michael was naive in this matter, and it appeared to be a bit of a setup. Regardless of his pleading guilty, period, he was advised to do this by legal counsel as being the best way not to wind up in jail, period. He's been working very hard to accumulate the amount of money to make full restitution, and he is being successful in it, period. New paragraph. Michael takes antidepressants. In order to cope with the problem, and anxiolytics in order to sleep and no longer and not return to the panic attacks he originally sought treatment for, period. New paragraph. I hope you will see this man should be dealt with a lenient penalty, as there are many hardcore criminals in society who are treated with greater leniency than this. Hardworking individual, family, and community member, period. Very truly yours, Bruce Rosen, MD, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at the State University of New York in Stony Brook, Distinguished Life Fellow with the American Psychiatric Association, period.